This is the Capture Your 365 podcast, a podcast about everyday photography for everyday photographers. This is episode number 14, the Q&A episode, camera bags, lenses, recovering photos, and more, recorded on July 29th, 2014.
Welcome to the Capture Your 365 podcast. This is Katrina Kennedy. I am so glad you are joining me today. And I've got with me my lovely co-host, Kelly Buss. Kelly, it's summer. Have you been traveling any?
We have. We had a big trip to Colorado, and we've got a trip coming up to the lake. So we've been out and about enjoying the weather and the sunshine.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Colorado's beautiful, isn't it?
It is beautiful. I love going to Colorado. That's a really popular spot for people here in the Midwest to go to. We can make it there in one day. And, you know, the Rockies in Colorado are gorgeous. They're just so big and so snow-covered still when we were there in July, you know, a lot of them. So nice. They're just, I don't know, so impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Majestic. Yeah.
Majestic is a very good word for them. So what about you? You've been all up the Northwest, haven't you?
I have. We did a big Pacific Northwest road trip. We went from Sacramento to Seattle and then drove the Olympic Peninsula and down the Oregon coast and back home again. So we covered over 2,000 miles. And you name the surface, I probably slept on it. We stayed in hotels. We stayed at my sister-in-law's house. We stayed in a cabin at the, I'm going to get this wrong, and Seattle folk will have to correct me, at the Kama Beach, I don't know if resort's actually in the name. It's this 90-year-old camp resort place that hasn't been upgraded. So it's like the original old cabins and really fun, really, really fun spot right on the Puget Sound. And did some traditional camping as well and just had a really good time. Just a little bit of everything and anything, urban and, you know, the beautiful mountains of the Olympic Peninsula and I guess it'd be the Olympic Range. And then the Oregon coast, which I have to tell you, I fell in love with and could just go live there, never come back.
Yeah. Yeah. And you pretty much went off grid. I mean, except for a few pictures here or there, I was,
which is not something I normally do. I usually am probably right. Overworking. And I had 2 days where I was off completely. And then the rest of the time, it was incredibly limited. And my husband said I couldn't do it. And which, you know, kind of ended up as a challenge. So of course I was going to try it. I just checked out. I didn't get on my phone. I didn't get on my computer, even though I had it with me. I did check in a couple of times just to make sure nothing was burning and take care of, you know, any of those kind of issues. But most of my trip, I spent technology free, which was really nice. In fact, my son said that I couldn't take a book, an electronic book. So I had to go buy real books. And I read 3 real books during my 15 days. Yeah. Yeah. I never read real books. And I did. It was nice. And they were just for pure enjoyment. I wasn't learning anything. It wasn't to like make anything better. It was just for pure entertainment.
Very cool. I have kind of revolted against the whole ebook thing, and I've only been reading real books now. I'm just like, oh, I want a book in my hand. I'm tired of trying to scroll on a computer or, you know, iPad or my phone. I was just like,
it's nice to get away, right?
I've got a pretty good stack on my bedside table right now. So.
Nice. I like the satisfaction of, you know, looking at the top of your book or the side of your book and seeing your bookmark and knowing how far you've come and how far you have left.
Yeah. Me too. You just can't do that. And thumbing through, it's just not the same.
Right. But you know, I'm older.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was something magic about 45. My eyesight really began to change. So I like an ebook because I can make the font really big.
Bigger. bigger. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I wouldn't know anything about that, except for there is a big day in my future in just a couple days.
Yeah.
Where I will be joining that decade with
That's
you.
That's right. It's a good decade. It's a really good decade. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So happy early birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we've had some family challenges. My mother-in-law broke her ankle and she lives with us and is going to have surgery the day before my birthday. And so she's been, I'm so sorry. Because we did kind of have big plans. JD had the day off and I said, no, look, he's already got the day off now. He can go to the hospital. And I've just declared I will turn 40 next year. So this year, I'm just going to be 39 for the next year, and we will just start all over at 40 next year.
There you go. You just get a do-over year.
I just get a do-over year.
I like that idea.
So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but don't be afraid of your 40s.
I'm really not too much.
Life is good on this side.
Yeah, yeah. I think it is. It's, you know, it's just a number. It's just kind of one of those things where all of a sudden I had to get my driver's license renewed, and it doesn't have to be renewed for 6 more years. And I said, I'll be 46 then. I mean, I'm like, since you said your, but I mean, you know, it just 40 to 46. Wow. I mean, just life
moves pretty quickly.
Yeah. But I'll also have a 20-year-old then too. And that's kind of freaky, you know?
That is freaky.
When 6 years will go fast, I'm sure.
Yeah. When you start to think that way.
Yeah. Do you have a sponsor message for us tonight?
I do. Today. This episode. How about we go there?
Sorry about that.
It's all good. We are recording in the evening, which is late for Kelly.
Unusual for us.
Yeah, it is unusual, but we were trying to pack it in and get one recorded in July. So tonight's episode is brought to you by Your Life Captured Through the Lens. It is the most popular class at Capture 365, and begins August 11th, and is a 7-week online class to help move you to manual mode. It is the class that I love hearing about everybody's successes, and it's probably the class with the most success because people come the farthest. They come into class shooting on auto, and within 2 weeks or less are shooting in full manual mode, and also knowing when they can move out of manual mode and use some of the semi-manual settings. So it's one of my favorite classes to teach. I love seeing everyone's progress. And I know, Kelly, it is a class that you took with me years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was my first class with you, and it was before you had Capture Your 365 when you were still with Debbie Hodges.
Yeah.
And it did all those things that you just said for me and just really ignited a passion that has stuck around now. I mean, I think it's been like 5 years.
It has been 5 years. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's pretty exciting. And I go back and every once in a while, you know, because this runs and I'll pull it up and just look at it. And I'm like, wow. And I still kind of get a little reminder, you know, even though I've read the material several times, I still pick up something that, you know, I'm like, oh yeah, I should try that again. Or, oh yeah, don't forget to do that every once in a while. You know?
Yeah. And I'm not putting this out anywhere except on the podcast, but I will say on the podcast, it is the last time we're going to offer this class.
Oh, yeah. It was brought back by popular demand, but you won't be swayed this time?
I will not be swayed this time.
You will not be swayed.
Yeah. Last year I announced it and I put it everywhere that this is the last time, but this time is truly the last time. There won't be a returning from retirement. It is
okay.
It is 5 years old. The information is still accurate and valid, but you know, I look at it, I think there's just an opportunity for me to do something new and exciting and different. But don't wait for that new and exciting and different because my list is long.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is definitely the last time in 2014 and the last time that I'll be offering it. And it does feel like I'm you know, my baby's grown up and time to approach it differently. We'll have something that will replace it, but I don't know how soon that will be. So if this is a class that you feel ready for, you're ready to move off of auto, take creative control of your camera, now is the time to get it. So you can register now and class will begin August 11th. And I'll leave that registration open through the first week of class in case you're listening to the podcast late. I get lots of emails and they say, I heard about the class, but yeah. I'm listening to old podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm sorry. So
it's a good reason to try to stay sort of recent with us.
Exactly. Yeah. And since we only record typically once a month, it's not too hard to stay recent.
Not too hard.
Awesome. No, so today we're doing a little bit of a special show.
Yeah.
We are going to do a Q&A show. So your questions and answers. And we've collected a lot of things that you've sent me. I get them a lot of different ways. You know, I get emails, I get Facebook posts. We get them in the CY365 forum. And of course, on the blog as well. So we've gathered those together. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But Kelly, I know you've got a couple of specific mail pieces that you want to read before we get into that Q&A. So do you want to go ahead and share those with us?
Sure. From last month's podcast where we had Chris Churchill on and we were talking about taking pictures with your phones, we have Kim who says, Katrina, I'm thrilled that you picked my photo. Thank you. To get that picture, I was holding the phone pretty close to the windshield with my forearms resting on the dash. I had taken a few test shots earlier to see what worked and then took a burst of 3 or 4 shots as we approached the town in the grain elevator. My husband was driving, of course. Editing helped pop the colors and eliminate a bit of haze from the windshield. I think I cleaned out a couple of bug spots, too. Thanks, Kim, for letting us know. Yeah, it was Katrina's pick, her photo pick from the galley, and it was just a beautiful picture with brilliant blue sky, great composition taken from her car and through the window. So Kim was just kind of filling us in.
Yeah. Nice to know the background of the photo. I always like to know what goes into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you try taking pictures with your phone in your car while Shay was driving?
Continually. We drove for 2,000 miles, so I had lots of opportunity and you know, needed a lot to entertain myself. In fact, I wrote a blog post over at the Daily Digi about taking photos from a moving car.
That's right. I read that.
Yeah. And I included almost all of the photos were photos that I was taking on the trip. So that is the one exception to me working. I wrote the post before and then I plugged the photos in as we traveled so that you got to see a little glimpse of my trip.
Yeah. And like Kim says here, we were driving and we stopped for gas. I'm like, JD, you got to wash the windshield. I can't take any pictures. It looks disgusting. And he's rolling his eyes. And I'm like, you didn't get it clean. He's like, you'll just have to do something in Photoshop for that.
Oh, that is unacceptable. I'm going to have to talk to JD because Shay had the added element of being in Oregon where you cannot pump your own gas.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so it's always awkward, you know, so he has somebody pump his gas and then like that awkward, like, do I do my own window? But it doesn't look like they're going to do my window. So he would have to go do the window. But we did have one location where the lovely gentleman at the gas station cleaned the window and he did a fabulous job. So those are some of my crispest photos.
There you go.
Yeah, that was nice.
All right. We got another one here. You ready?
I am.
All right, this one says, hi, Katrina. Wow, halfway through the year, I've kept up and this my first year of CY365. Not sure if this is the right place to respond, but I've noticed an attitude I'm having. In the winter, I long for warm, sunny days. There would be better light, more color, easier to find subjects. But I notice as I look around my yard on one of those warm, sunny days, I'm still uninspired. I took photos last year of that plant. Everything is monotonously green. We do the same thing every day. Familiar excuses. It just reminds me that each day is a challenge to find inspiration. No use wishing for days when it will be easier. And to take a look at those prompts with fresh eyes. Thanks for your inspiration and encouragement, Helen Howe. Thanks, Helen.
Thank you, Helen. Awesome. I think that's a testament about life, not just taking photos.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I've been reading odds and ends. You know, I have a big stack of books on my bedside table, and I came across this quote. And so when I read her her email, I just wrote it down because it says, "You can't wait for inspiration. You have to go after it with a club."
Nice.
And that's Jack London. But I thought that's what she's talking about. You can't wait. I mean, sometimes you get it, and there's easy inspiration right in front of you. And then some days you have to work really hard to find something.
Absolutely. So. And I think it's in that work that we build a beautiful portfolio of photos.
Yes, definitely.
Just doing the hard work.
Yeah.
It's not going to show up and do it for us. So good stuff. Thank you so much, Helen, for sharing that with us.
Very much so.
All right. So let's dive into the Q&A because we have some good questions.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and share the first two questions because they're related. And then we'll dig in. So Redonda asked, as my lenses and equipment stash is growing, I'm thinking about getting a new camera bag. Suggestions. But she wasn't the only one that was wondering. Mel Shirley also sent an email, and she said, I have a Canon 7D with a 75-300 lens, 50mm lens, and looking to add a 100-400mm lens. I need a new camera bag that I can carry to sports games. Do you have any ideas? I need to be able to get into it quickly. I've been looking at some low-pro bags on B&H. So, Kelly, I think it makes sense if we start with what camera bags we both have. So what do you have?
Well, I have this is just like a loaded question.
Okay.
I have a bag. I think it's called Joe. Sorry. Totally butchering this. I have a bag from Joe Totes.
Okay.
There we go. I'll just start with that. It's kind of what I store my gear in. I really don't use it as a camera bag in the sense that I don't carry it many places because I really am not in the situation where I have to carry all my gear at the same time with me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very underutilized and pretty much sits underneath my desk where I pull things out and shuffle it around.
And the Joe Tote is very purse-like, right? And kind of,
yes,
kind of cute.
Yes.
And
well, I'm not really cutesy, I would say, but yeah, it's just black.
Well, not mine's you, the bag, yeah. The bag. But those are Joe Totes tend to be
bag.
Women's yes. bags, right?
Thank you. It's a feminine bag, and I have a black one that's just a simple black bag with a couple pockets on the outside. You know, it's nothing fancy because camera bags can get a little pricey.
Yes, they can.
So. But then when it comes to what I actually carry my stuff in, pretty much anything I can put it in. And so I have a Vera Bradley backpack, and those are very, very popular in the Midwest. I don't know if they're as popular on the West Coast, but they're very popular in the Midwest. And that's what I use because it's quilted. So it's soft and it's padded, and I can put everything in it besides just my camera and wear it on my back. I don't like to carry heavy things across my shoulder, you know, or like a, you know, across my body.
Like a messenger style.
Like a messenger. Thank you. You've got all the right words tonight.
I do. I'm in my prime.
So, and it just has lots of nooks and crannies that I can use just for traveling and carry my backpack. And so then I'll wrap lenses in Gasp old cloth diapers and, you know, stick them in the bottom of my padded quilted bag. And that seems to do the job because, you know, it protects them from each other and the bag's already kind of nice and soft and padded. So that's what I use mainly.
All right. Cool.
So, yeah.
Yes.
What about you?
So I have two bags, but you've seen me shoot, so you know what I really do. So I'll talk about what I really do, and then I'll share the two bags that I have. I wear my camera 90% of the time, and I do wear it across my body. And I have – okay, Kelly, you have to help me with the words because I've completely forgotten the name of my camera strap. It's
Rapid. It's a black Rapid.
It's a black Rapid. Thank you. And it is the women's black Rapid. And that is how I carry my camera 99% of the time. But if I want to have another lens with me and my husband is with me, he carries it in his shorts pocket.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, it's resourceful. I am not a bag carrier. I was that mom that never had a Kleenex. I'm still that mom that never has a Kleenex because I never have a bag with me. But if I'm traveling longer time period, or if I am, I want to take more than one lens and be able to use it on a shoot itself. I do have two bags that I tend to use for that. So the first bag is a crumpler. It is literally a 5 or 6 year old bag. They don't make my particular bag in the color. They make a similar style. I have the $6 million home for the crumpler bag. That's about a $115 bag. And it is a shoulder bag that can also be worn messenger style across my body. And it's light enough that I've used it at Disneyland and Disney World with the camera body and lens and an extra lens. And it's got some pockets in there. It's got this great Velcro pocket that I can put money or cards or anything. And then that bag becomes pretty accessible. It is a little heavy with the lenses in it, but really doable. And that bag is available in other sizes as well. They have the 5, I think the 4 and the 5 and the 6 and maybe even one size bigger. But Crumpler has lots of different bags, and they've updated the colors and styles since I bought it. I spent a little time on their website today, and it's a great website too, because it'll show you or tell you what you can put in the bag, which is kind of nice when you're considering what bag to get. And then in terms of Mel's question about the Low Pro bag, I have a Low Pro Flipside 400AW. Are you impressed that I knew that off the top of my head?
Yes, I was trying to write it down. I was like, wow.
I actually wrote it down. So
I know. I kind of know you did. You were so fast. I was like, Low Pro Flip Side something.
Yeah, I had to go look that one up today. I had to go see what bag I actually have. So the Flip Side bag, the idea behind it is it's more of a travel bag when you don't want to quickly have access to your camera, because the zippered part is against your back. So it can't be opened when you're carrying it. So if you do a lot of traveling, it's a good safe bag to carry. It is a heavy bag. It is not specifically made for women. So it is a bit larger than if you got a bag that was made for women. It is able to carry my DSLR and 4 to 6 lenses and a flash and other goodies. And it's about a $200 bag. It is the bag that I store all of my gear in at home. And when we took our road trip, it is the bag that I carried. You're going to laugh at me. I carried every lens I own, and I carried them with me on our trip.
Oh, actually, I took every lens to Colorado with me. See?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. There you go. So I only used 3 lenses,
yeah,
but I carried them all. I like to have the options. Actually, I used 4. I'm telling an untruth. I used 4 lenses while we were gone. But the nice thing about traveling with it is that I had all of my gear in one place. I could put it on my back. I could still carry a suitcase and whatever else needed to be carried, and pretty comfortably carry it around. I've also carried that bag to Las Vegas, and I know that it fits in an overhead carrier without having to be smashed in or anything. So that's always a nice thing to know too. So with the flip side, that you can't get your camera out easily, but Low Pro has a slingshot bag. And with the slingshot bags, those are meant to be carried messenger style, which I know Kelly doesn't like, but I really love. That's how I would prefer to carry most everything that I carry, is messenger style. With the slingshot, it is made so that you can access your bag while you're wearing it. And that's just a really nice option. And they have different size slingshots based on how much you want to carry. And those begin in the range of about $80.
Yeah, I wear my camera like you 90% of the time when I'm traveling, mm-hmm, across on a Black Rapid. And then I have my backpack on the back, and usually depends on where we're at, but it might only have 1, maybe 2 lenses. Well, usually didn't have that, probably just 1, unless I'm just really someplace that I think I'm going to have time to play and, mm-hmm, to wander and to, so mine is much like yours, it will fit underneath the seat in front of me, even when it's completely full on an airplane, you know, so that's
nice.
Great.
Yeah.
And I can get into it. I can put food in it. I can, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's multi-purpose bag for me completely. Mm-hmm. I did, however, buy a black one just this summer as a birthday present for JD because he is, you know, my knight in shining armor, and he will carry my backpack for me when we've been hiking. I'm like, oh, it's getting hot and I'm tired and I've been carrying it for 2 hours. And so after we were on the West Coast, he said, maybe I could not have a Vera Bradley flowered lime cool girly bag to carry if I'm going to carry a bag for you. So
that's
reasonable. I got him, yeah, for his birthday, I got him a backpack. It's kind of similar to mine, but black.
Nice.
So that, you know, he could, and he's been using it on his own. So I'm like, remember, when we travel, you have to carry it with my lenses in it, not just stuff for you in it.
Not your goodies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for me, the decision with any bag comes down to how I'm going to use it. And for me, I want hands-free. I don't want to have to carry it on my shoulder. I'm not a girly girl bag lady. But I know for those of you who want something more purse-like that kind of blends into your everyday, then going with the Joe Totes or a Kelly Moore bag is a really good option.
Or an Epiphany bag.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there are many options out there. And bnhphotoandvideo.com, or it's bnhphotovideo.com. I can never remember it. It's bookmarked on my page, so I never remember the name. They have a great page on women's bags. So if you're looking for a women's bag in particular, they have a great resource with a lot of them listed.
Yeah. Another thing that I would look into, which I've been looking into, I just have never taken the plunge, is getting a bag insert. So then you have a pre-made, you know, rectangle or something that you can slide your lens or your camera in, and you can stick it in anything. So if you want to change purses or bags, you still have this nice protected, padded insert instead of, like me, wrapping it up in cloth diapers. But, you know, cloth diapers are nice and soft.
Absolutely.
I'm repurposing, you know.
Exactly. So, I will occasionally use socks if I'm traveling with a suitcase. If I'm carrying, like when I met you in San Francisco, I carried a suitcase and I carried my camera on my body and I put my extra lens in my socks that I was going to wear and tucked that in the corner of my suitcase.
Yeah. So I'm with you. To me, it's all about how are you going to use the bag. And unlike you, I don't want a messenger bag that's kind of bouncing on my hip. I'd much rather have a backpack that's just kind of away from me, you know? And so that's why I pick that. But you just kind of got to, I don't know, I guess be willing to test it and to admit you don't like a bag after you've carried it for 6 months. Which is hard because they're not, you know, cheap, like you were saying. And so,
yeah, they are a pricey thing. I have a local camera store it's fairly local, that carries mostly men's bags. And that's actually where I bought my Low Pro. I needed it last minute for a trip and I was taking several lenses. So that's what they had. But they were happy to have me try them on and put my camera in and really see. And so if you have that ability to go to a local camera shop, I'm guessing that you can probably find some places that carry camera bags that aren't camera stores. That's just a guess. I'm so not a shopper.
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean,
you don't think so?
Okay. I've looked in different places because I'm pretty well, if this will work, it doesn't really matter if it's a camera bag or not, you know, if I'm confident that it'll work. So I've looked lots of places and you really just can't. I mean, unless they have a pretty good technology department, and then a lot of times still it's just your nasty old, you know, Canon bag that's 20 or 30 bucks or something. And
I used the $30 Canon backpack for 10 years.
And did you like it?
I loved it.
Well, see,
I
loved
it.
That's a good way to do it then.
I actually just got rid of it because I was no longer using it. And I had tried it. It had got some nasty stuff on it. And so I'd put it in the wash to see how it would do. And it didn't do very
well.
And I'd already upgraded bags. So, but that $30 bag that I bought on Amazon served me well for years.
I
was going to say too, it really depends on if you're going to travel with your lenses or if you're going to go, you know, out on a shoot and set your bag down and want to have it accessible that way. I think those are the things to really think about. and then think about what's comfortable, and how do I, you know, how am I going to access it, and how much am I realistically going to be carrying?
Yeah, that's really important.
Yeah. Yeah. So lots of stuff. We could probably do an entire show just on bags.
Probably. I don't know. Yeah,
maybe we should. If you have questions about bags, or you have a bag you love, share it with us, and we'll see if we can justify a bag show. Might be a good one to do right before Christmas. So that,
ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe to justify us getting new bags so we could try them, and then we could give more reviews.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, my husband listens to the podcast since he does the technical side of it for me. And I know when he hears it, and if he hears me say that I want the Slingshot bag, that may show up at on my birthday in November. Well, we'll see.
Maybe I just need to make sure JD is listening to the podcast, because I would like an Epiphany backpack, but in black, not pink or teal.
Yeah. My crumpler is red, and you know, that seemed like a really good idea at the time, but now I feel like it calls attention to itself. And it's like one of those, like, you know, if you're going to steal me, steal this one.
Right.
This has the cool stuff in it.
Yeah, and that's true. I really don't want my backpack to look like a camera bag. I want it to look like she's just got a backpack that probably has granola in it, you know, or her makeup or something, versus
baby
diapers, $1,000 lenses in it. Yeah.
So,
all right.
Cool.
You ready for the next question?
I am. So Janice Holscher sent me a frantic email that says, "Need your help. I have somehow accidentally deleted a favorite photo off of my card in my camera before I could save it to my computer or get it printed. I've heard there's a way you can find them. Is this true? And if so, do you know how? I have a Canon EOS 50D camera." So it is true, and I do know how. And it's one of those things that people often think when they delete their photos from their cards, no matter what kind of card you have, that when you're deleting, you're actually getting rid of your photos. And that's not true. If you're not reformatting the date, there is data that still exists on your card. And it is not until you reformat that all of the information on your card gets wiped clean, or most of the information on your card gets wiped clean. So if you run into a situation where you discover that a photo is not where you think it is, it's been deleted, you want to take the card out of your camera immediately. That's the most important thing to do. Take your card out of your camera immediately so that you don't take any more photos that are going to be taken over the old data. You want that old data to stay there. And then you want to, as quickly as you can, you want to find a photo recovery program. And there are a million out there. Okay, maybe not a million, but there are a lot. there are a lot. And then some of them you can buy, and they'll do just about the same thing as the free ones that are available. I had a situation a couple of years ago where a very eager to shoot photo child somehow got his hands on my camera and somehow hit the delete button for several of the photos I'd taken of my brother doing a 50-mile run and or race, 50-mile running race. And so I got I switched out the card there, and then I came home and I used the program Photo Rec. It's a free program that you can download and has steps on how to go about using it. And it's not the easiest thing to use, but it does walk you through how to use it. And Photo Rec is for Macs. And it took a long time, like almost an hour, to go through the whole card and find all of the photos that were on the card. And I was amazed. I had, when in camera, at the time I had taken the card out of the camera, there were 20 cards or 20 photos still on the card that the camera showed. Uh-huh. When I took it through the recovery software, it found 100 images.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? And some of them were literally a year old.
Oh, my.
Yeah, wow. Isn't that wild? So unfortunately, it had already written over the photos for the event that that we had lost, because my son had taken photos right after he deleted them. So that was going against me. So you want to not take, once you realize you've deleted
what's
something.
Happened.
Yeah. Once you realize what's happened, stop. And that's going to be your best bet for your recovery. Then if you're on a Windows computer, the program that you're going to want to grab, there, and again, there are many, but the one that I see come up the most, the one that I hear the best things about is Zero Assumption Data Recovery. And that will also walk you through the steps and help you to recover anything from your photo. And in the recovery process, you want to make sure that you don't actually recover and save back to that same card, because then you'll kind of end up rewriting over what you're saving, what you're trying to recover, and it'll create a bit of a mess. So make sure as you go through the steps that you save to your hard drive. But it is savable. It can be, and you may find some interesting things on your card. So for those of you who are listening to this thinking, like, why is all that stuff on my card? That typically happens because you're not formatting your card. So if you want to have the cleanest card without extra data creating fragmentation on your card, then you want to do a format. So there you go.
All right.
Yeah, and
I
actually
not had to use that yet, so hopefully I won't ever have to use that.
Hopefully you won't have to. Yeah. It's a little bit nerve-wracking when you discover you need to. And I'd actually heard from Janice after she sent me the original email, and she did find a copy of it on her computer. So she did not have to use the recovery software, but she was able to find what she needed, which was good. Yeah.
Very good.
Awesome. So
all right.
Our next question is from Melissa Wilbur, and she says, or she asked rather, do you recommend a specific website to purchase your lenses? So Kelly, what about you? Where do you purchase your lenses?
I have purchased most of my lenses at Amazon.
Okay. So do you purchase them from Amazon directly, or did you purchase them from an Amazon seller?
I don't really remember. I got Amazon Prime, but that doesn't always mean anything anymore, about who it is. So I don't really remember. I did shop around, and I would say I think I got it from Amazon directly, because I usually don't buy much from, you know, other people unless they are Prime, kind of already going through Amazon with a good, you know, review.
Yeah.
And then I bought from my local camera shop too.
Cool. Yeah, so mine have come from two places, and I have purchased through Amazon as well. But when I purchase through Amazon, it is through Adorama, who you can also buy directly from as well. They have a physical store as well as an online presence. But I get most of my gear from bnhphotovideo.com, which also has a physical store in New York City. And I really love their customer service is fairly consistent, and their shipping is fast, and their quality is great. And just, I've had good luck. Yeah. So that's where I would go.
Okay. Yeah. Now Penny asks, she says, looking for suggestions on the best place to have your photos printed online.
I think people who listen to our podcast on a regular basis are going to know the answer.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So I do most of my printing at persnicketyprints.com because they, you know, Shari is awesome. They have awesome quality. They have the best customer service in the printing industry, and really fast turnaround time. They print, not exclusively, but definitely print with an eye to the scrapbooking community. So they really get what we're doing as memory keepers, which is nice. And Shari was on a podcast a couple episodes ago and shared tips and tricks for getting the best print quality. So there's some good stuff there.
Well, and I wanted to, you know, she gave some tips on getting some things blown up and what to do. And so I was having a family picture blown up to I think it's like a 24 by 30, maybe. It's really big. And I knew the resolution wasn't big enough. So I went ahead and sent it in and made some comments. And the next day, someone from Persnickety called me and we talked through it. And I explained how I had gone through the process and how I made my judgment of, you know, making it full size on my big iMac and then standing 10 feet back and deciding if I thought, you know, it looked good enough and how do I, you know, how would it look really far away from, you know, up on the wall, 10 feet, and decided to go with it. And he was great. He answered my questions and kind of talked with me back and forth about that process to make sure that, you know, I would be happy when the print came, because he was concerned that if I was expecting tack sharp, no, you know, problems with resolution, that's not what I was going to get.
Right.
And then the picture came and it's beautiful. It's above my, you know, fireplace and it's up high. And again, I never stand any closer to it than probably 5 feet away, at least maybe further. And it looks great. You know, it's not one of those things that you're standing 2 feet away from face level and looking at. And then what's really funny is I posted a picture on Instagram about how much I liked it and how pleased I was with the print. And Shari came back and she said, I didn't even know it came through. I didn't even see it. I didn't know this was your picture, you know? And I was like, see, I didn't even get special treatment or anything. It's just their standard, you know, customer
That's
service
right.
is great.
That's
and so,
just what they do. And you're not going to get that from every printing company, which is nice.
I was really, really pleased with it. And I've just got a stack in their inbox getting ready to get printed again.
Excellent. I'm about ready to send my last 3 months of 365 photos to them so that I can get mine printed as well.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. So our next question is from Heather in Boise, and she asked an easy question. When is your next exposure class being offered? So the exposure class will be offered in October. And that is a great class to take after you have moved off of auto. So we always offer it right after your life captured through the lens.
All right. And that one is not retiring, or is it sticking around for a while?
Exposure is sticking around. I am so happy with exposure. And it is a newer class. I think it's only 2 years old. So we're keeping exposure around.
Yeah. I love that one too.
Yeah. And it looks really cool.
It is. It's just a fun and it's pretty.
Yeah. I keep thinking I'm going to get it printed and bound because it is set up like a magazine.
Right.
And I would just love to have it on my coffee table.
Yeah.
And I kind of like the photos in it too.
And you like the photos. You're pleased with what you've done. I'm very glad.
I like when that happens.
I do too.
It doesn't always happen that way.
Okay. I think we have one more. You got one more in you?
I do. I do.
It's an easy one too.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Stacy says, hi, Katrina. I too am interested in joining practice. I subscribe to your email list and I'm wondering if we will receive notice when the mid-year price is available.
Excellent. So the you will receive notice when the mid-year price is available. and I will also tell you that it is available now. So if you go to the website, capture365.com, and click on classes, you will see practice listed there with the special mid-year price. And so that allows you to get access to all 12 months of practice. The only thing that you missed is just the live elements for the first 6 months and the webinars and just the class support. But from here on out, you'll be able to get all of those, the live webinars that happen each month through January, and as well as the access to the community gallery and forum. So good stuff there.
Very much so. Very much so. Excellent. And that is a fun class. I'm glad you're going to join. I'm going to look for you, Stacy.
It is a fun class. I like writing it. I like sharing it. And I love seeing the photos that people take. And I have to admit, I kind of hit this funny place. I discovered through writing practice where my photographic weakness is.
And?
I am really bad at landscape photography.
Well, you don't really have a lot of places to practice that, I would say, as much, maybe.
Well, I live by a river.
I guess that's
true. An hour from Tahoe. You know, and the interesting thing is my husband and I started talking about it because I had that same thing. Like, I live in an urban setting, so maybe that's it. And he's like, well, landscape isn't all trees and hills.
That's true. That's true.
And
very
like,
much so.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. But I, you know, I, in my head, that's, it's, you know, it's trees and hills.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just, I realized as I was looking through 26,000 photos that, you know, one, I need to get better at tagging on a consistent basis, but two, yeah, I put in landscape and only four photos came up, you know.
Well, so. You had a great chance to do that while you were
traveling and
without necessarily thinking for the class, but I mean, just.
Yeah, well, and I did go thinking about the class some too, but yeah. I realized that I don't enjoy landscape photography.
I understand. Like, I want people.
Yeah, me too.
I just want people.
Even on my trip, I was like, okay, three. And I intentionally took my tripod, took my gear so that I could do some true landscape photography. And I just never really stepped into it. I did some, and yeah. I've shared some, and yeah, it's not my bag.
Well, I think I do enjoy it sometimes, but I think what happens for me is I can't do that with people around me.
Right.
Because I'm so right. busy focusing on what I'm doing. And so it's really hard to do if you have your children around you, for one thing, or just anyone right. that you're trying to be sociable with, because you're going, okay, oh, excuse me, I have to stop and move. Well, I need to shift. I need to get
right.
out. And everything is so kind of particular.
Right.
And
I want to be there at a particular time. And
right,
now I'm going to wait
right.
for an hour for the light to be right.
Exactly. And oh, we're going to get up at 4:30 so we can get up there by
right.
the time the sun's rising and we can see the gorgeous light. And everyone's going, no way are we getting up with you to do that.
Do that with an 8-year-old.
Exactly.
Although I did just realize I have some old photos that I'm going to dig through and I that look good. So I'm going to sneak those into the practice class. Nobody's going to know that they're a little bit old, but, when we went to the Grand Canyon about 4 years ago,
okay.
we did get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see the canyon with beautiful light. And my child was strapped in his car seat at that point and probably given an iPad, and he was
right.
happy for a while. So there you go. So that's my weakness. I don't know if I'm going to work on it or not. I know I should. So we'll see. All right, Kelly. So do you have a photo from the gallery?
I do. I picked a photo by Kelly Swanson. It's called Luminosity. And it is a photo. So you have to think about it for just a second. Let me read what she says first. She says, I've been wanting to try this for some time. Today's prompt gave me the nudge I needed. I'm pleased with the results, but really want to try to get a better backdrop, like a beach or a bridge or some snow. What she's done is she has taken steel wool and lit it on fire. So it makes this kind of sparkler, fountainish looking picture. And she says she needs a more creative backdrop. I think what she has is perfect because she's managed to get everything completely black. And she, in her comments, she tells us that she's got the steel wool on a dog chain. She lights it. She starts spinning it. And she's created a perfect circle around her body. And then all this pretty cool fountain light is coming off of it from the spraying steel wool. So it's just a really fun technique. It's really popular. If you Google it, there are some amazing, amazing photo shots where people do kind of fountains where they set up different timed events of the steel wool. And I just think it's fun and I would love to try it. She does give some hints about making sure you have your hair pulled back and, you know, you're ready to douse any flames in case you catch on fire or anybody else catches on fire.
Don't try this at home, kids.
Don't try this at home with your children, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just a really neat picture, I think.
It is. So. It is. It has lots of movement. It's fun. And I'm with you that the black background really does make it. That's good stuff.
Yeah. What'd you pick this week?
I picked an apple a day. And an apple a day is the photo by, I don't know her name, unfortunately, JW0314. So I do not know her name. But the photo is this awesome photo of, I'm assuming her son, who's got just this little white t-shirt on and he's wearing a stethoscope, and, he's got an apple in his hand and it's cropped right above his nose, so you just see this fabulous smile. You don't see his eyes at all, and he's takes up about 2/3 of the frame, and the rest of the frame just has some blurred background. And for me, it just has so much emotion and happiness and just really pure, pure, innocent child, and a great take on the Apple a Day prompt.
Absolutely. I love how she's cropped him out, because it draws your eyes straight to those apples in, or his apple instead of to his eyes where you would normally go. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah. It's creative, I think. It's creative. Yeah, it is. It's unique, and it's that not obvious crop. It would have been really right. obvious to include his eyes and his face, and this gives us something different, which I love.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Very nice.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I don't know your name, so let me know in the comments if you're listening. All right, so Kelly, what's in your bag?
Well, I picked a book. Because I told you I have all these books on my table. And I picked the book called Die Empty by Todd Henry. Have you heard of it?
I have not heard of it.
Okay. Well, let me read to you what it says because it's easier. Embrace the importance of the now. Refuse to allow the lull of comfort, fear, familiarity, and ego to prevent you from taking action on your ambitions. The cost of inaction is vast. So... anyway, sorry. It sounds, when I'm reading it out loud, it sounds really dorky. So I kind of had to.
That was very Masterpiece Theater.
Yes, because all of a sudden I'm reading it. This sounds really, I don't know why I would pick this book.
So tell us in your own words, Kelly, why you would pick this book.
Thank you. Thank you. Because it's just one of those nice, motivational, encouraging books. To me, it's a speed read book. You know, so for me, it's a book that I sit down and I go through and I just glean little things that I maybe want to try to implement into my life, but I don't, you know, slow down and read it word for word and stop and really, really embrace all of it. So if you're looking for kind of one of those nice reads that just kind of help you to refocus on your craft, whether it's photography or whatever, you know, just that kind of, getting over familiarity. He has another book that's called The Accidental Creative. And that's, you know, about that kind of making creativity show up when you need it to, instead of just kind of always having to wait for it to arrive, you know? And so it's just some, I don't know, you know, kind of one of those, I don't know if I'm going to call it a pop psychology book or whatever, self-improvement book. I don't know.
We'll call it inspiration.
Thank you. Inspiration probably sounds a lot better. But
yeah, because suddenly your recommendation is just like faltering.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I believe you that it's good.
Sorry.
I just you were kind of being your own critic there.
Yeah, I was. Well, because I go through books pretty quick sometimes, but
that's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
What about you then?
Well, I went a completely different route. Yeah. And I am actually gonna share something that is just super cute, and I'm not cute either, but I really love this. It is the We Are Memory Keepers mini album, and it is a 4x4 photo album, really designed as an Instagram album. So it's square, so you can slide your photos in. I used it to create an album for the class Going Places, which is a mini album class that I taught at Big Picture Classes. And really loved it. And so We Are Memory Keepers actually gave me one for that class, but then I bought one as well that I'm doing another project in. And it's just super, super simple. You could do an entire scrapbook album on your phone and print it through Persnickety Prints and stick it in there and be done. And I love done.
Huh. So you're just doing little 4x4 prints,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just little 4x4 prints. And actually the album that I did for the class was an album of our trip to San Francisco.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I used the Diptych app and put together a couple collages. So they're these little 4x4 collages that are kind of cute. And then I did a little tiny bit of journaling on some of them. And printed them, slid them in, and, you know, done. It was really fast. It took me longer to figure out which photos I was going to use and to edit the photos because I, you know, was a little obsessive about editing
right.
than to actually put the book together. So,
you are ordering one for me for my birthday tomorrow, since, you know.
Yes. And how dare you spoil the surprise? Ah, oh, the nerve.
Man. No, you need to get me those files, though, at least so I can print my own then, since I'm in some of those pictures.
And it's you are in some of those.
That would be very fun.
Yeah, that you are in. Yeah. You are in most of those photos.
Most of them,
because
huh?
we have established that I don't take landscape photos.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Although there are photos of, and see, I don't consider this landscape, which it is. There are photos of the Golden Gate Bridge, which is landscape. There are photos. I don't know if you remember the photo that I took of the Transamerican building that I took from the center of the road in San Francisco, which is not an easy thing to do.
Yes, I do. Because the scaredy cat in me was like, come on, you're going to get hit. Well, you're breaking the rules.
Nobody wants to hit me. They don't want to hit. They don't want to wreck their cars. Yeah, I was breaking the rules.
We established that I was the rule follower and you were the rule breaker.
Pretty much. So, it's good to have balance between the two of us, though, isn't it?
It is.
Nice. Yeah. So that is what is in my bag. Excellent. Good. So, Kelly, it feels good to be recording with you again.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a long time. It seemed we did those two together really quick, and then life got busy.
I know. And I think that happens for everybody in the summer. I hope folks are enjoy this after our little hiatus there, after my escape to the great Pacific Northwest, and leave comments and questions for us if you've got them. And as always, we'd love to hear what topics you'd like us to cover in the future. And I just have to say, I appreciate so much that you listen to the podcast. And I have to tag on too that yesterday was my son's 9th birthday. And I had a little fun with the prompt in the daily email. And I requested that people wish him a happy birthday on Instagram, Facebook, or with their daily photo. And I have to tell you, I was overwhelmed with the response. And
yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Wasn't it really cool? It absolutely made his day. We sat down last night before he went to bed, and I went through Instagram and showed him the photos. And then I showed him the photos in the CY365 gallery, and then I showed him the photos on Facebook, and I read him everyone's lovely comments, and it was just a good day. It was a day that, made me a little teary. So, yeah, it was awesome. So it's awesome to know that the Capture 365 community is such a cool, supportive family of friends. That's just good stuff.
Yeah, very much so.
Awesome. Well, Kelly, you have a wonderful week, and I wish your mother-in-law all the best with her surgery on Thursday. And you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
As you don't join my decade. You'll join my decade next year.
I guess that's true.
That's true. Right. Yeah. And remember to sign up for Your Life Captured Through the Lens. It is the last time we'll be offering it, and it is the class to move you to manual mode. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you at Capture365.com.